As eRevalue gears up towards the restricted release of its data morann, the company welcomes a new non-executive director, further positioning the governance structure for success. Andrew Brodie is the executive chairman and major shareholder in RWS Holdings PLC, Europe's largest technical translations group, which he acquired in 1995 and floated on AIM in late 2003. Andrew is non-executive chairman of Learning Technologies Group PLC, the UK market leader in e-learning. Here we find out what interests him about eRevalue and where he sees environmental, social and governance issues on the future corporate agenda. What first interested you in eRevalue?
Well, I have to confess that I do not usually invest in startups, particularly not technology-based startups. But I very much liked three or four features. The B2B information on subscription model, which is, I think, a model I like to invest in and have done in the past. The founders, their background and their passion for the business. And the rather impressive group of piloteers, the companies that or the executives of the large companies who are helping eRevalue get their product to market.
Why is data so important to business?
I think that data analytics and the presentation of information solutions in an ever more complex and regulated world is vital for today's business leaders and their advisors and for governments.
Why should companies pay attention to their environmental, social and governance performance?
I think that ESG performance is moving very much centre stage, particularly for publicly listed entities and their advisors. Boards of directors simply have to be sure that their companies are not only compliant, but hopefully ahead of the curve. ESG performance will increasingly be a major concern of investors in those sort of corporates.
How do you see the state of business in terms of ESG factors in 5 years' time?
I expect ESG to be of absolutely mainstream importance within business within the next 5 years, as important as all the traditional KPIs by which businesses are measured.
What is your aim as non-executive director at eRevalue?
I have several NXD appointments, but only ever accept such a role if my skill set appears to me to fit with the rest of the board. In the case of eRevalue, I expect to be instrumental in developing the subscription business model, which is at the heart of eRevalue's model.
You have experience in education. How do you see this feeding into your work at eRevalue?
My education experience currently is focused upon an AIM-listed group called Learning Technologies Group. It is the UK's leading bespoke e-learning business with a wide client base amongst large international corporates and government departments. I believe that LTG is a key thought leader in advanced training and education, and I expect, therefore, that LTG will soon be partnering with eRevalue to both companies' mutual benefit.